Here are 10 things that you will not catch me doing in Bali. Going on the horses and carriages in the Gili Islands or all throughout Kuta. These animals are not kept in the best condition. Now, if you really want to support the animals, you'd be purchasing food for them and asking the owners if you can feed the horses. Visiting the Ubud Monkey Forest. There are other places that you can see the monkeys, but the ones here will steal your stuff. They're trained to do it. Traveling without a shower filter. Now, you can use my discount code for Travel With Hole. Holly actually lost all of her hair in Bali from the poor water quality, so save yourself the expensive hairdressing bill. Traveling without a portable charger. Now, this is the one that I recommend. It will fully charge your phone from flat twice in one charge of it, and you can purchase it from Beachwalk Mall in Kuta. If I was staying in Ubud or Uluwatu or any of the surrounding areas, you will not catch me leaving any windows or doors open. The monkeys will get in and they will destroy everything. Not a lot of people talk about this one, but the Gili Islands are predominantly Muslim, so I wouldn't be walking down the main streets in just a bikini. It is seen as highly disrespectful. Driving a scooter without an international license, without insurance, and without a motorbike license. Learned my lesson with this one big time, but with water ceremonies at the waterfalls, I will not be drinking the water when they pour it into your hands and you're meant to take the 3 sips. I will not be doing that ever again. Learned my lesson there. Leaving the house without mosquito spray. Now, if you're anything like me, if I'm in Bali and I do not spray before I leave the house, I will come home with 20 mosquito bites minimum. Lastly, this one is for the girls, but traveling to Bali without a pack of tampons. It is extremely difficult to get them over here.